So I guess based on that, Hummer's electric now? Huh, I didn't know that. But, I mean, you just look at the inroads we've made since, you know, we started this journey. It's not been all that long. I remember writing a letter to General Motors asking them why they didn't have a hybrid. You know, this was probably 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, why they weren't investing. They had a very poor showing and all that. And they're like, well, we just don't see it as being, you know, anything viable. And like, you know, really? And, you know, you got to start, right? I mean, when the automobile was first introduced, and I use this analogy a lot, and I'm sure it could be shot full of holes, but, you know, everybody was running horses and horses and buggies and all that stuff, and cars were purchased, the same arguments were made. My horses are more powerful. I can run them, you know. I don't have to worry about, you know, gasoline or finding a gas station and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, you know, they'll pull 10 times as much as you can pull with that stupid thing. You know, it's a novelty. And only the rich people had them and all that stuff. But they progressed very quickly. And then pretty soon, you know, people, nobody were doing horses for business anymore. And the electric, you know, will have to do the same thing. You know, it's like, I got a car. It does the job. I don't see it. You know, battery disposal is going to be something. It's getting better and better. Battery life is getting better and better. Recharging is getting better and better. Distance to empty, I guess, is getting better and better. So, you know, all these things are progressing as this pushes down the road. But, again, it's got to be an individual spot. And as far as take a trip, I always hear that argument. You know, it's like, you know, well, I couldn't take a trip. Well, if you don't buy it for that, you know. That would be silly. If I only could have one car, it wouldn't be electric, right? Because if I take any kind of trips, I'm not going to deal with it. But if I've got two cars, and I've got my car that we use for, you know, maybe a truck that we use for hauling or taking a trip or something like that, or whatever your combination is, and then I've got my electric grocery getter or my electric, or even a really nice, you know, sedan, you know, that we use for bopping around town, going out to eat, you know, doing our shopping and all that stuff. You know, that's fine. You know, it's a perfect place to blend that particular technology into your life. And, you know, but, yeah, you just got to work on it at the pace that it naturally goes. That's, I think, the biggest thing. And right, I think the biggest objections people have are, you know, oh, you know, this by this year and this by that year and, you know, all this stuff. You know, get out of here. I'll do what I want when I want. And if you make the product, I'll be right there with you in 2030 or whatever it is. I don't know. W-A-F-U, Anthony.
Sean, you're right with having two vehicles, having one being gas, but that's where it gets sticky with the mandates. They're, you know, they're mandating EVs. You don't have that opportunity to have one gas, one electric. But one of the things that I have heard that they're looking at doing is and I can't remember what the actual terminology is they're going to have like a small, real small combustion engine in the vehicle that essentially recharges the batteries. So imagine under the hood there's a small inverted Honda generator that when you get down to 30%, automatically charging the battery, and then you have... You're always, it's still a self-sustained unit, and then when you park, you can plug it in. That would be fairly interesting. I think if then all you have to do is put 3 gallons of gas in, and you can keep going till you get a couple hundred miles down the road, put a couple gallons of gas in, and repeat, it starts being super effective in my eyes. K-8-R-U-H. Over to you, Dakota.